show. Scheduled especially at this time and rebroadcast exclusively for you men in the Armed Forces of the United States and your brothers in arms by the Special Service Division of the War Department. Starring Fred Allen with Fortune Hoppe and Al Goodman Thornton. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, America started celebrating its 33rd annual Boy Scout Week. Tonight, we bring you a chap who is no longer a boy, but he's still a pretty good scout. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, Jimmy, I'm glad you mentioned that this is Boy Scout Week. It brings back many happy memories.
Well, were you really a Boy Scout, friend?
Oh, that's how I got this cold, Jimmy, running around in my Boy Scout pants all day yesterday. Oh, yes, years ago, I was a tenderfoot, a cub, and then an Eagle Scout. I was an Eagle Scout so long, every spring I molted. It was quite a thing. People used to follow me around and pick up the little molted feathers, you know.
Well, did you do a good deed every day?
Once a Boy Scout, always a Boy Scout, Jimmy. I'm still doing good deeds.
Oh, yes? What is a good deed for today?
Well, tonight, in a tea shop, Jimmy, I saw a little old lady with a portable radio. She was trying to tune in Jack Benny's program. Well, I went over and broke the knob off the little old lady's portable. If that wasn't a good deed, it just goes to show you that you... Well, portable. Hey, good. You're just in time, Portland. Jimmy and I are celebrating Boy Scout Week. You know, it's too bad you're not a Boy Scout.
My Uncle Phil is a Boy Scout.
Oh, really?
He's Head Beaver in the Beaver Patrol.
Oh, Head Beaver. Hmm? Well, he's got the teeth for it. I mean...
Uncle Phil's teeth stick out so far, Mama says he can eat corn on the cob through a knothole.
Oh. I've heard he can eat caraway seed out of a dimple with those teeth. I know. I know those buck teeth. Your uncle looks as though his tonsils just hollered fire and his teeth are trying to get out of his mouth. Well, you haven't any other Boy Scouts in your family, have you?
Mama's a furnace girl.
What is a furnace girl?
She used to be a campfire girl, but they converted to coal.
Could be. Well, that does it. I guess I'm off to Allen's Alley, Portland.
Have you a question for tonight?
Oh, yes. This week, the War Manpower Commission listed 29 non-deferrable occupations and warned workers to give up non-essential work and find war jobs. So our question is, will this work or fight order affect you?
Are you ready to leave for Allen's Alley?
You bet. Well, here we are in Allen's Alley, Portland.
John Doe's lights just went out.
Well, I'll knock before John Doe gets into bed. He's pretty slow, you know.
Who's knocking? I ain't got my glasses on.
Really? Mr. Doe, what is your opinion of the Manpower Commission's new order?
Oh, I'm writing my congressman.
Why?
Well, I'm a bartender.
Oh, a bartender. And you feel attending bar is essential to the war effort?
Why, bartenders is the backbone of humanity. It's like the poet says.
What, Mr. Doe?
When the keys of the world is too heavy to bear and you start to pass out on a bender, whose apron strings do you reach out to grasp? Your mother's? No, the bartender.
Who wrote that, Mr. Doe?
John Drinkwater.
Well, you don't mind giving up your bartender's job, do you, Mr. Dean?
No, but before I go, there's one customer I'd like to say.
One customer?
I'd like to give Hitler a Mickey.
I think Hitler's having enough trouble with the Finns as it is. We've got no place with Mr. Doe. I wonder how Mrs. Nussbaum is taking it.
No.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum.
Well, he says, this is conversation.
And how do you feel about these non-deferrable occupations?
I am reading that beauty operators is non-essential. This I am personally resenting.
Beauty operators? Well, you've been affected, have you?
Every week I'm catching a beauty treatment that's henna heaven.
Henna heaven, huh?
Francois is rinsing with finger waving. Francois is taking a defense job.
Oh, so this week you've got no beauty treatment, huh?
My face is pasty.
Yes, I know.
Over both my eyes, my hair is hanging down. I could be a Britannica Lake.
Well,
my husband, Rensselaer, is taking one look. He is yelling, "Oi!" and running out to enlisting.
Well, your husband joined the army?
Rensselaer is joining the Marines. He shall be near his friends.
Ah, he has friends.
That dope. He's thinking it is the same Solomon who formerly lived upstairs.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum is all set now for Mr. Mulligan. Well, Socrates, are you in an essential industry?
No, I wrote in to find out.
Oh, you wrote in? What is your occupation?
I'm a feeler at an orange juice stand.
A feeler at an orange juice stand?
Yeah, when a squeezes an orange juice, he hands it to me.
Oh, and you?
I put my hand down into the glass and feel around in the orange.
Oh. You feel around for what?
Oh, if I feel any seeds, I pick them up.
Oh. Well, it's nerve-wracking work, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Some days I don't like feel like feeling, but I gotta feel. Other days I feel like feeling, and there's nothing to feel.
And, you say you have written in about your orange juice feeling.
Yeah, on account of using navel oranges, I may be essential.
Oh. Well, here we are at the end of the alley again. I'll try here.
Greetings, neighbor. Yoicks away. Falstaff's here for his tete-a-tete.
Well, something tells me you've been up to more poems.
Yes,
Falstaff.
Indeed. Have you heard, said the polywog to the little dog, in a minute or two, I'll be a frog?
No, I don't think so.
Or, the band was playing Begin the Begin as I chased Nelly around the mezzanine?
No, I don't think so.
Or, we call my father Axehead because he keeps flying off the handle?
Well, finally, tonight we've been discussing non-deferrable occupations and jobs that are essential.
Precisely why I am here. I have written a poem.
What is your poem called?
The title is, I Have Written No Poem Tonight.
Oh, that's the title, huh? How doesn't it go?
I have written no poem tonight, and it's not the fault of the muse. It's the Manpower Commission's new edict. Under duress, I bow to its views. Bartenders, busboys, and porters, or messenger bearing credentials, are the same as a dishwasher, usher, or valet. These jobs are all held non-essential. That's why I've written no poem tonight. If you greet this news with elation, thank Mr. McNutt, who recently ruled poetry a non-deferrable occupation.
Thank you, Doctor. That was very nice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as our musical guest tonight, we welcome back Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. Their song, This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. You'll have a brief by telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't ever dare anymore. If the army, Mr. Green, we like the barracks nice and clean. You had a house to clean your floor, but he won't help you out anymore. He was the useless command. There in the army and not in a band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town.
And you worry for Christmas,
boy. And she won't worry you anymore. Yeah. A bunch of fighting rookies up there listening to with all. They listen while the sergeant started laying down the law.
The army
must be gone. No matter who's on the phone, the beautiful girl to fall in love with. With all of your might, you're part of the shore. Be ready to go. Remember to do what the bugler will command. There in the army, not a band. This is the army, Mr. John. Everyone's a fighting man. Now we're rolling, the wind will run so fast. Run so fast.
Porter, what are you doing there?
Reading about Mama in the paper.
Oh, did something happen with your mother in the shipyard?
I say, Mama just got the Navy D.
D? You mean the Navy E. The Navy gives an E for excellence.
Mama got the D for dope.
Oh, the D for dope. What happened?
Well, Mama welded her slats to a battleship.
Welded her slats, really?
Yes. After they launched the boat, they had to get Mama a barrel.
Yes. Well, when your mother's around, you can't tell what's coming off, can you? You know, it's quarter off. I wonder what's keeping our guest.
Oh, who's coming tonight?
Claude Rains.
Claude Rains, a movie star?
Well, he's a part-time movie star. Hollywood is Mr. Rains' sideline. He's really a farmer. I heard he was in town, and that's why I asked him over here tonight.
You don't want Mr. Rains to do any acting?
Well, he thinks I do, but I don't.
Well, and why?
Well, I haven't had any real butter for 3 months. Now, my grocer has been crossing lard with mustard and trying to sell that for butter. Mr. Rains has his own farm. Now, if I hint around, I may be able to get a pound of butter out of Mr. Rains.
If he has any... this must be Mr. Rains now.
Come in. It sure is. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Mr. Claude Rains. Well, Mr. Rains, you're a little late, but... Butter late than never.
No, I don't know why you invited me over tonight, Fred. I'm not particularly funny, you know.
Well, we're not here to be funny tonight, Mr. Rains. You'd butter relax and take it easy.
Mind you, I could be funny if I had some jokes.
Well, you don't.
I heard a good joke about a sailor. On duty, he was a submarine chaser. Off duty, he wasn't so particular.
Now,
look, okay, that went over big, didn't it? Do you mind if I tell you another one?
Now, wait, look, Mr. Rains. Mr. Rains, you've given the folks enough fun for one night. It's my turn now. I want to ask you about your farm.
My farm? Oh, let's not talk crop, Fred.
Talk crop, huh?
That just slipped out. Say, it's easy to be a comedian, isn't it?
Now, please, Mr. Ray, about your farm. You have a farm, haven't you?
Yes, I have 340 good acres down in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
You have 340 good acres, a beautiful farm.
Mm-hmm.
You have fresh eggs right from your hen.
Yes.
You have fresh milk right from your cow.
Yes.
You have fresh vegetables, all the meat you can eat.
Yes.
Then why do you leave all of this on your farm to come to the city?
Fred, I came to see you. You know, I've been running around the city for 3 days. You're the only one who can help me.
Well, if there's anything I can do, Mr. Ray.
That is fair. Tell me, where can I get a pound of butter?
A farmer with no butter. What have you got down there? One of those Hollywood farms with Technicolor cattle? The scarecrow in a zoot suit? And a mother-of-pearl tractor running around the joint?
No, Fred, I have a real farm. I raise corn, grain, soybeans. I have cattle, pigs, and chickens. But like the rest of the farmers, what I raise, I turn over to Uncle Sam.
Well, why do all actors always buy farms?
Well, you know, working in the theater, the average actor gets to know a lot about vegetables.
That's right, too. Something to work on. Well, I know an acrobat who bought a chicken farm. He didn't know anything about raising poultry. At the end of the first month, his chickens were so weak, they had to lean up against the fence to cluck.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. His chickens were so weak, if a hen was going to lay an egg, this acrobat had to put a bicycle pump down the hen's beak to give the egg a start.
Well, I had a little trouble when I first started.
You made some mistake?
Yes. The first day on the farm, I got my hand caught in the milking machine.
Oh, you weren't hurt?
You know, the fingers on my right hand are still 18 inches long.
You must write a beautiful long hand, Mr. But tell me, after Hollywood, don't you find farm life pretty quiet? Don't you get homesick for a little noise?
Well, when I do, I eat a radish to break the monotony.
Since prices now, we can't wait. We're on a schedule. Mr. Raines and I have places to go after we get through here. We can't. One night we hung around 11:45 waiting for laughs, and it's no good now. Well, since prices have gone so high, Mr. Raines, have you noticed any change in the attitude of the animals on your farm?
Yes, today when I milk the cows, I don't use a pail.
No?
No, I milk them right into a safe deposit box.
Well, how about your hen?
They won't lay an egg unless you bring back an empty shell.
Now that you've matriculated as a farmer, I suppose you'll give up pictures.
Oh, no, Fred. I hope to divide my time between Hollywood and the farm in Pennsylvania.
You're going to produce corn on a coast-to-coast basis.
Fred, I've been listening to your program for 10 years.
Yes?
I wouldn't talk about corn, old boy.
My radio career has been one long husking bee, Mr. Raines. But you ought to try radio. Why don't you get yourself a little morning program? Claude Can Be Beautiful or something.
No, Fred, I'm returning to Hollywood tomorrow to start on The Phantom of the Opera for Universal.
The Phantom of the Opera? Well, wasn't that made some years ago?
Yes, Fred. I wish I'd seen the picture. It would help me to play the part.
Well, Mr. Raines, you're in luck tonight. It so happens that years ago, I was the first person the Phantom ever bothered.
Really?
Yes, sir. I had a little troupe, the San Crisco Opera Company. We were the first opera company to go underground. We played repertoire in the subway years ago. Why, we could knock off Tristan und Isolde between Clumber Circle and Union Square. People would stay on to Canal Street to get my autograph and change for the Brooklyn Local.
But how did you meet the Phantom, Fred?
Well, we were making our operatic debut in Carnegie Hall when the Phantom made his first appearance. Now, if you'd like to join me in a little sketch, I'll show you exactly what happened.
I'll be glad to, Fred.
Mr. Goodman, a little mood music, please.
Time, 20 years ago tonight.
The place?
Backstage at Carnegie Hall. Our story opens in the dressing room of Signor Enrico Allen, star of the San Crisco Opera Company. Enrico is rehearsing his company in the famous quartet from Rigoletto. Enrico, speak.
Once more we will to sing the quartet. See? Ready? We will to sing.
Bella figlia dell'amore. Dell'amore. Bella figlia dell'amore.
Stop.
stop to sing. Someone is through the door. See. Come in.
Senor Allen?
See.
I am Giuseppe Renzinski, the manager of Carnegie Hall.
See, Signor Renzinski.
Frankly, I am a little worried about your appearance here tonight.
Why, you are to worry. The San Crisco Opera Company is first to sing the shortening and shortening bread. See, company?
I know, but tonight is your debut indoors.
See, tonight indoors. The San Crisco Opera Company is to say goodbye to backyards tonight for good.
I hope you will live up to the great traditions of Carnegie Hall.
See, Signor Renzinski.
We haven't had a flop here since George Ethel sang Pagliacci with the Lower Basin Street Orchestra.
The San Crisco Opera Company is not to let you down, Signor Renzinski. Tonight we will to sing the cavalcade of opera, see? First, to be the quartet from Rigoletto. Listen.
Bella Pina dell'amore.
Bravo! Bees! Bravo! How is Bees?
Well, it's too late to do anything about it now. As the manager of Carnegie Hall, all I can do is hope for the best.
You will to announce a Signor Renzinski, see?
All right.
On stage, everybody, on stage.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Carnegie Hall opens its new season presenting Senor Enrico Allen and the famous San Crisco Company. Senor Allen's first selection will be the quartet from Rigoletto.
Bella figlia dell'amore, dell'amore, bella figlia.
San Domingo antiflagistine, what is this?
Salvador, he is killed!
Salvador, Salvador, Vendetta, my tenor is murdered.
I'll call the police!
No, Signor Renzinski, the show must go on. See?
There has been a murder committed.
Murder, it is maybe to be an accident. The San Crisco Company is to play through accident many times. See? Last spring, Signor Renzinski, in Mississippi flood, we are singing on a raft the last act of Aida. See? When we get to St. Louis, confidentially, we sink. See?
But I am not so sure this was an accident.
Accident? I wonder who is to kill Salvador.
Get out of this hall. Get out of this hall.
I knew it. The Phantom of Carnegie Hall.
Phantom? Who is this Phantom?
I don't know. Last season, three sopranos and the entire Peekskill Philharmonic were killed the same way.
The Phantom is not to scare the San Crisco Opera Company. The show must go on. Signor Renzinski.
Yes?
You will to announce Rigoletto again.
I will not be responsible.
To announce.
Ladies and gentlemen, instead of the quartet, we now bring you the trio from Rigoletto.
Bella figlia dell'amore, dell'amore, bella
figlia. Again with the shoot. What is this?
Pasquale is killed.
Antipastrami, antipasto. Pasquale, my baritone is to murder.
Ring down the curtain. I'm calling the police.
Not yet, Signor Renzinski. I am to wonder who is killing Pasquale, my baritone.
Get out of this hall. Get out of this hall.
Phantom.
The Phantom Schmantum. Pooh, the Phantom. The Phantom is not to scare Enrico Allen. Signor Renzinski.
Yes?
To announce Rigoletto.
No.
To announce.
Time's going up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the famous duet from Rigoletto.
Bella figlia dell'amore, dell'amore, dell'amore.
Pastor Fazula Marie, my soprano is murdered.
Captain, this is the last straw, Senor Allen. You have got to get your San Crisco Opera Company out of here.
Never.
But you've got Carnegie Hall looking like the morgue.
It is Vendetta, Mafia, Black Hand. Pooh, Then Rico Allen is not to be afraid.
Get out of this hall. Get out of this hall.
The Phantom!
The show will to go on, Signor Enzinski. I will to show the Phantom to announce Rigoletto.
What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you now the famous solo from Rigoletto.
Della Finglia della Morte, della Morte, della Finglia della Morte, della Morte. Aha! Signor Phantom, I am smart to duck. I am to fool you.
Get out of this hall. Get out of this hall.
You better get out of here, Signor Allen.
Not before I am to have showdown with the Phantom. Phantom.
Yes?
You are to kill three singers in my Rigoletto quartet.
Yes, and I'll kill you too.
Why, Phantom?
You are to smell. Your singing is flat. All of you, get out of this hall. You've got to make room.
Make room for what?
The best tunes of all.
Yes.
The best tunes of all move to Carnegie Hall. Yes, the best tunes of all.
Well, Mr. Raines, I hope that explains the Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, Fred. Now I know what not to do in the picture.
Thank you and good night.
Good night and thank you, Claudio.
A delayed broadcast scheduled expressly at this time for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.